The other day at TOS Towers, the arch middle manager slash cosmic space bird Kez decided it wasn't enough for us to just put out a new episode of Audio Fiction every Monday morning. He hopped over to our desk and slammed his cleaver down, slicing it in twain, notebooks, pen pots and all. He gazed upon us and squawked a single word: audiobooks. And so we are now doing audiobooks. We're super happy to bring the first The Other Stories audiobook to the world, Territory. In a remote Finnish hunting community, darkness and the cold hold the villagers close. As a pack of wolves threaten the villagers' future, grief-stricken hunter Yari must unite the population to reclaim their territory. Written by TOS regular writer Dan Howarth, narrated by Justin Fife himself, produced by Luke Condor and Carl Hughes. You can get the full audiobook from all good audiobook retailers. We're talking your Audibles, your Spotify's, your Black Markets. For more info, head over to theotherstories.net/territory.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
I hope you're ready for some mind-melting fun, because when we asked people to write stories around the theme of alternative realities, they seemed to take it upon themselves to distort worlds and break brains, and we loved it. We got stories from regular creators Richard Reynolds, Matthew C. Butcher, Andy Conduit Turner and John Shields, Persephone Rose, Justin Fife and Josh Curran, and we're happy to welcome the incredible Chris Kelso to the storytelling fold. Also this month we have teamed up with Podchaser. Podchaser is kind of like the IMDb, LinkedIn or Goodreads of podcasting. I've signed up myself. It's a pretty amazing little website. I love websites like Letterboxd and Goodreads to keep track of what I'm listening to, what I'm reading, what I'm watching and that kind of thing. And Podchaser just looks great. We spoke to Dave at Podchaser and he seemed very keen on podcasting in general, and we couldn't appreciate what they're doing there more. So we teamed up with them this month for a giveaway. So, listeners, if you leave a review of The Other Stories or an episode of The Other Stories on Podchaser, so go to podchaser.com and find The Other Stories, create an account if you want to, leave some reviews, make some lists, whatever you want to do. Go to Podchaser, search for The Other Stories, and leave a review in the next 30 days. Anyone who does that will be able to have a chance to win an Other Stories swag package. The swag package is a t-shirt, a mug, and a poster. So all The Other Stories branded, pretty amazing. I've got each of those myself, and I've got to say they're absolutely cracking. So get yourself an Other Stories swag package by going to podchaser.com/The Other Stories and leaving a review. This will be open for the next 30 days. So go and get your reviews in now and you could win a t-shirt, a mug and a poster. So if you've got a hole in your wall, no clothes and you've got nowhere to put your liquids, This is a no-brainer, really. Podchaser.com/The Other Stories. Also, we've just put up a brand new exclusive episode of The Other Stories on our Patreon account, We Sleep by Richard Reynolds. Here's the logline if you want to check it out. What if some conspiracy theorists aren't cranks? What if there is an invisible network of surveillance and mind control? What if the other has been in charge for decades? Go check that out now if you're interested in more dystopian fiction. We have brand new patrons as well. Check out these guys. Angela H., Grabby the Heel, Raphael Chapman and Kev Harrison. If these guys were in charge of a dystopian society, I want to be a citizen. I like the idea of these guys watching over me, telling me what to do. If these guys had a room 101, I would like to spend a night there. Sort of like a dystopian Airbnb. Angela H., Grabby the Heel, Raphael Chapman, Kev Harrison, thank you so much for supporting the show. We couldn't do this without you. If you'd like to join our society where we have to give each other back rubs at 1 p.m. every single day, go to patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. That's patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. Also, a nice big thank you to Facebook group admin Joshua Boucher, who's constantly doing interesting and cool things with the Facebook group. This past couple of months, he's been doing a Choose Your Own Misadventure story where he presents a concept, gives you some options. I mean, you understand how Choose Your Adventure stories work, but this is a Choose Your Own Misadventure. So you can imagine things don't go well for our heroes or our protagonists in these stories at all. So he's doing the Choose Your Own Misadventures. He's also running the Flash Fiction competitions, and we had one recently, which I'll move on to in a second. We're doing the Movie Club. We just watched Don't Breathe, the Fede Alvarez film about three kids, I guess you call them, teenagers who go into the house and try and rob a blind man, but it does not end well for them. We watched that. We've got the Book Club going, but as I said, we have the Flash Fiction competitions, and the last one we ran, the winner of which, Jay Adair, gets to have a story read out on the Other Stories podcast. So this one is, the winner of the last one was The Chase by Jay Adair. So buckle your seatbelts, it's story time. I reclined in the passenger seat of Daniela's crusty old Malibu. "That was fun, seeing everyone again," I said, grinning. It was 3 a.m. and Daniela was focused on the road, on getting home. "I think there's an animal up ahead," she said, squinting. I saw the glowing eyes in Daniela's high beams. We were on a back road, so a deer encounter wouldn't be unexpected. "Late night wildlife photo session." I grabbed my camera. As we closed in, the animal began to take shape. "Is that a person?" Daniela murmured. We were in the middle of nowhere, no properties for miles. What was someone doing out here? "So, Brad, what do we do here?" Her voice shook. We were close now. "We drive right past and leave him in the dust." "Seriously? What if he's in trouble?" "We can't take that risk," I replied. I didn't feel right about it, but I had to be decisive. Play it safe. "If it makes you feel better, we can call the cops and tell them someone's out here." That seemed to appease her. We had come upon the stranger now. He was hobbling down the middle of the road. As the headlights illuminated his face, we both recoiled in horror. I absently snapped a shot with my camera. What we thought was a man was something else entirely. The face almost resembled a disfigured ape. I could feel the car speed up as Daniela veered around it. The thing stopped in its tracks as we passed and pathetically looked after the car over its shoulder. In the red taillights I could see it, still as a statue. Then it turned and flew into a full-on run towards us. "Shit! Floor it!" I screamed. Daniela stomped on the gas, flinging up stones and dirt. Debris pelted the thing, but it continued, relentless. "Come on, Daniela, faster!" It was catching up. "I'm trying, this piece of shit car!" Overwhelmed by speed and loose gravel, the car flew off the road, ploughing through a bush, our bodies bouncing as we each hit unexpected obstruction. Our progress came to an abrupt halt at the base of a tree. I was shaking but had my bearings. "Daniela? Daniela!" Her head rested against the steering wheel, motionless. I rolled out of my door into the grass. Something stepped in front of me. The creature. It bent down and got close to my face. I could smell its sour breath. It opened its mouth, displayed a row of razor-sharp teeth. I winced, and it gave my face a playful lick. It jumped to its feet and ran ahead, panting like a golden retriever. I could see it look back at me in the shine of the one remaining headlight. Whatever this inhuman thing was, it just wanted to play. It had chased us. Now it wanted us to chase it. I looked over at the totaled car. Daniela slumped over the steering wheel. Tag. We were it. What a very cool short story by Jay there. Just a perfect little flash fiction story. Thanks so much for sending that in, Jay. I hope I did it justice with the reading. I know I'm not a narrator, per se. But thanks so much, guys. If you want to join in the flash fiction competitions, I think we'll be doing another one quite shortly. So go over to facebook.com/groups/HawkandCleaver. And you can find that there. And also there's the book club and the movie clubs. And also we just post random stuff in there. The other day I posted a GIF, a very terrifying GIF of a little girl's face. You'd understand if you saw it. It was nightmare inducing. But thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy the theme coming up, alternative realities. Remember, we've got the Podchaser giveaway going on at the minute. So go to podchaser.com/theotherstories and leave a review and you'll be entered into the giveaway to win the Other Stories swag package. So, until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.